There's nothing quite like the experience of listening to a GWA audio, is there? It's so much more intimate than porn. Of course, you don't need me to tell you that. You've been enjoying GWA for a while now. So many delightful experiences to indulge in, and so much delicious sexual fun. But I wonder what it was that made you decide to listen to this audio from that treasure trove of GWA audios. What made you choose mine? Perhaps you were casually scrolling and something about this post caught your eye. The title or the tags. The fact that you didn't recognize my name and were excited at the prospect of experiencing a new voice. It's wonderful, isn't it? When you discover a new voice and you just know how much pleasure it will bring you and how much lovely, sexy fun you'll have exploring all their audios. Or maybe you've listened to me before. Perhaps you even follow me. And you're familiar with my voice. You know what it can do for you. You know how it can lead you step by step to a delicious, satisfying orgasm. Perhaps as soon as you saw this audio, you decided there and then to masturbate to it. You couldn't wait to touch yourself to my voice. Or perhaps you decided to wait, to tease yourself, to build up the anticipation, knowing that my familiar voice was waiting for you, waiting for you to treat yourself, to give yourself the pleasure you crave. I love that. I love knowing that my voice makes people want to masturbate. I love knowing that even just reading the post itself excites you. The title, the tags, the description, all helping to build up the anticipation of the naughty fun you're about to have with me. Because it is naughty, isn't it? What could be naughtier and more intimate than masturbating to the voice of a stranger? Especially when I play along. Do you find it exciting to know that I'm masturbating as I make this audio? I'm going to make a confession. I actually started masturbating before I began recording. I like to do that. I make sure everything is set up and ready to record. And then I listen to audios and play with myself. And sometimes I read the comments on my own audios because it's so exciting when people take the time to say how much they've enjoyed me. How exciting they find my voice. How they love to come to it. How they try to imagine what I look like when I masturbate and come for them. Are you trying to picture what I'm doing now? Perhaps I'm lying naked on my bed. Perhaps I'm sitting at my desk with my jeans and panties pulled down around my thighs. What is certain is that I'm very, very excited to be making this audio. For me, of all the wonderful, naughty, sexual fantasies we can explore on GWA, the simplest and most delicious scenario is two strangers masturbating and coming together. Shall we do that now? Huh? huh? Are you ready to come with me? Are you ready to share a lovely, hard orgasm with a GWA voice? Do you use toys or lube? You might need to pause the audio to get all set up. If not, let's get started. Okay. I want you to start touching yourself in any way that makes you feel good. I'm not going to insist on a particular tempo or give you a countdown. The time of your orgasm will be dictated by my orgasm, so it's important for you to listen for any little cues that indicate my arousal. It's so exciting for me to know that you'll be listening to me, and perhaps more intentionally than you've listened to anything else in your life. My moans, the hitches in my breath, maybe even the slick sounds of my pussy, the creak of the, is it a bed or chair as I change position? Oh, is that the sound of my hand running over my thighs, or my tummy, or stroking my breast? I imagine you with your eyes closed, masturbating to every detail of sound. Perhaps fantasizing about being in the room with me, picturing my thighs, ass, pussy, or breasts. Is that what you do? It is, isn't it? You visualize me open and excited. So excited because I know you're masturbating for me. To me. Knowing that soon I will be coming for you and you will be coming for me. Are you imagining the muscles in my tummy flexing and tightening? All those little involuntary movements that tell us we are close, our legs tensing. As we get closer and closer, a hand suddenly grabbing the arm of the chair or the bed sheets. I want to come for you. I want to share a long, hard come with you. I want you to watch my pussy and ass spasm for you as I come. Shall we edge? Shall we edge together? Oh, we're so close. Oh, so close. Oh, I'm edging. Oh, God, I'm edging for you. Edge for me, too. Let's share this. Edge. God, it feels good. So good. But we need to come. We need to come. Shall we come? Huh? Shall we come? Not yet. Not yet. Let's edge some more. Is it good? Oh, is it so good being on the edge with me? Shall we come now? We want to, don't we? We know it feels so good, but it... Oh, it feels good to edge too. Are you imagining what I look like edging? You see me bucking my hips and clenching my ass cheeks and my open mouth and my tongue sticking out and panting, panting for you. Oh, God. I did a bad thing. I put my finger in my arsehole. When I edge, it gets so open and needy, it makes me feel so naughty. Masturbating with a finger in my little arsehole. I need to come. I can't wait any longer. You gonna come with me? Yeah? Shall we come at exactly the same time? That would be so lovely. So lovely. Coming, I'm coming. Oh! Oh, God, it feels so good. Thinking about you coming for me. Oh, come. Yes. And that's why I love making audio so much.